USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is expected to vote Thursday on two packages on the partial government shutdown. The first will be President Trump's proposal that includes $5.7 billion for border security. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
The president's proposal is one-sided, harshly partisan, and was made in bad faith.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
to reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president ahead of federal workers.
The second vote will be on a House-passed plan to temporarily reopen the government through February 8th. The head of the FBI Agents Association, Tom O'Connor, says FBI agents are not being paid.
The failure to fund the FBI is making it more difficult for us to do our jobs, to protect the people of our country from criminals and terrorists.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped two pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The probe into Russian interference in the election now has the spotlight on the National Rifle Association. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says there may be a smoking gun.
We now know via the special counsel's office there was plenty to see here that a Russian agent, a Russian asset, and Maria Butina was in fact charged with making inroads for Russia through the NRA, one of the most influential organizations within the GOP.
The Baseball Hall of Fame has four new inductees. Never before in baseball history had a player been a unanimous election to the Hall of Fame. But New York Yankees longtime closer Mariano Rivera became the first named on all 425 ballots. Also elected, the late Roy Halladay. Longtime Seattle Mariners designated hitter Edgar Martinez was also elected, as was longtime starting pitcher for the Orioles and Yankees, Mike Messina. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some Fox News technicians made a supreme mistake. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
The graphics team at Fox and Friends accidentally began, but then quickly cut out of a memorial graphic for Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Fox News blaming a technical error for the graphic, which showed a photo of the judge with the text 1933 to 2019. The hosts of the program saying, "We believe she is still at home recovering from surgery. Big mistake in the control room, and we apologize." Ginsburg did have surgery in December to remove two malignant growths in her lungs. Earlier this month, she missed oral arguments on the court for the first time in more than 25 years on the bench. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Border Patrol agent is asked his thoughts on how best to secure our border. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The partial shutdown of the federal government is in its second month, and there's no realistic end in sight. President Trump offered a deal on Saturday that was quickly rejected by the Democrats, in which the president offered temporary protection for Dreamers in return for $6 billion for a border wall. Chris Cabrera is a Border Patrol agent. He tells Fox News what needs to be done along our border.
First off, we're going to need some type of barrier on the southern border to help those, to help us funnel those that are trying to avoid detection. And the other thing, we need to close this catch and release loophole that we have going on right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.